This is CICK News. BC Conservative Party leader John Rustad announced he is stepping down from his position this past weekend, so I caught up with Skeena MLA Clarite to see how this affects Northern Conservatives. You shared a public letter of non-confidence in Rustad along with other MLAs in the province. Can you tell me what's happening now with the BC Conservative Party?
Yeah, we're going to start the process of going into a leadership race. And I know that some people may view that as potentially being a time of uncertainty for our party, but it really is the opposite. I've been through a lot of leadership races over the last 15 years of being involved in politics, and it's actually a huge opportunity for our party to grow our base, to grow our membership, to fundraise. And the most important part of all is to really have the ability to hear new ideas, to discuss platforms, to figure out what direction we want to go in, and to make sure that we have a really solid idea of what that platform is going to look like going into the next election, even going into the next sitting of the legislature.
Some critics of the party definitely feel like this could be that there's a divisive nature to party elections and potentially the effect it could have on the unity with BC Conservatives, but you're feeling pretty strongly about that. Is that due to the interim leader, Trevor Halford, or what is it that's building confidence in you for this time for your party?
Yeah, I think there's a number of different things that builds confidence for me. Part of the problem is I think there's been a narrative out there that there has been these great divisions and fissures between our caucus and we can't agree on things. And it's really not true. I think that's been a bit of a media narrative. Certainly, there have been people that have been frustrated with certain things. Things tend not to play out quite so publicly, granted. We also have done something completely unprecedented in this last election with having so many new MLAs getting elected and trying to do politics differently. With free votes and things like that, you're going to have those kinks that you've got to work through. You're going to have people that are going to approach things differently than we've traditionally seen in party politics. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But the reality is, I think that we're a pretty cohesive group overall. We agree on the big stuff, and that's what matters, that we don't want to be so ideological that we can't tell the difference between right and wrong. The other thing is certainly that the interim leader is somebody that I respect and support, and I think he's going to do a great job of keeping that stability when we're going to need it the most. Because going through a leadership race can be difficult. It can be hard on a caucus for sure, especially if we potentially might see people within our caucus currently running for that position.
You're very vocal about things such as housing, the toxic drug crisis, access to healthcare, and industry as an economic opportunity for the Skeena region, particularly LNG Canada and Kitimat. So what are you looking for in a new party leader then?
I think I'm really looking for somebody that can unite our base and bring new people into the fold. I think that is an incredibly important piece that we need to make sure that we're not alienating anybody that wants to be part of this movement. I think that there have been a lot of struggles with this concept that people that were BC Liberals aren't conservative enough and the new people are too conservative and where do we end up landing? I think we need somebody that can take a principled and measured approach to those issues and recognize that the big overarching things that are a problem in this province right now, we're all in agreement on. We all agree that healthcare is a mess. We agree that housing situation is a mess. We agree that the economic situation is a mess. Sometimes the identity politics things can be difficult and they can be distracting. And it's not to say that they don't need to be focused on, but it's also not to say that we have to agree 100% of the time. And I think a new leader needs to recognize that. I think when we allow ourselves to become way too ideological and way too focused on being left or right or center or whatever it is, you forget to look at the importance of just looking at what is right and what is wrong. What is going to be the right choice for British Columbians? What is going to improve their quality of life? What can we do in our role to ensure that life gets better for people in this province? One of the main reasons that I've always considered myself to be a very staunch conservative is because I do think if we look at it from an ideological lens of what are the big differences, in my opinion, somebody that leans left, that leans more towards socialism, they believe in the equality of outcomes. I believe in the equality of opportunity. I think that every single British Columbian deserves the same opportunities. And what you choose to do with those is up to you. And I understand that we don't always get the same opportunities, but I think that's what we should be fighting for. And I think that's what makes me a conservative, is that I recognize that not everyone is going to do the same things with what they are handed in life. But I do believe that everybody should have those same opportunities afforded to them. And that's what I will fight for. I don't expect everyone to have the same outcomes in life. I don't expect everyone to be able to have the same amount of money or live in the same type of house or anything like that. And I don't think that that's a worthwhile thing to fight for. What I do think is worthwhile to fight for is to allow people to have the opportunities to go out and chase their dreams and get what they want in life and to have the quality of life that they desire.
You use this term opportunities, not outcome, but I'm just seeing this fracture in what I think it seems like you individually do want to secure for British Columbians versus your party not wanting to support this, what you call unclear legislation and these unclear court rulings.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the big difference is I believe that every British Columbian, regardless of their geography, for example, should have access to the same healthcare services within at least a reasonable distance or access to the same types of infrastructure. I represent a region where we don't get access to those things. Our highways are absolutely beat to hell. It's frustrating because we have very poor weather conditions up here. And you add to that, you have old infrastructure, old highways that are falling apart, that we don't have enough passing lanes. We see fatal accidents on them every single year. We don't get appropriate levels of snow clearing or maintenance done on them. But we pay the same taxes. We have schools that are falling apart, and this government has done nothing. And that's where my frustration around opportunities comes in.
That was Skeena MLA Clarité speaking to me on Saturday, one day after BC Conservative Party leader John Rustad announced his retirement. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.